Firefighters are spending a chunk of time in the Klamath River Valley on the California side this month, not because of urgent business. Fortunately, fire season is all but over. The firefighters gathered for a TREX, a training exchange, to learn ways to use fire in the landscape. Not a bad place to hold such a gathering when you think about it, because even in quiet fire seasons like the one just passed, the Klamath National Forest still had its share of fires, some requiring evacuations. Let's talk to two of the participants. Sophie Nooner is a Stanford University medical student attending this TREX. Sophie, thank you for joining us on the exchange.
Hi, thank you.
And Jose Luis Duce is with us as well. He's a 25-year veteran firefighter and now works for a timber company in Indonesia. Welcome, Jose.
Thank you. Good morning.
And both of you have some fairly long and deep ties in the Klamath Basin. Sophie, let's start with you. Tell us your story.
Absolutely. My country is from here. The Klamath River is my ancestral home, and it's also sort of my emotional home. It's where my heart is. Unfortunately, I did not spend parts of my childhood here, but my family gathers around the Klamath River every summer, and it's really my home. It's where I want to go to after I finish with my medical training.
It's really where your heart lies, it sounds like.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Jose Luis Duce, give us your history with the Klamath Basin.
Well, it was in 2012 when I came here through a training exchange with a group of 12 professional fire students, I would say, firefighters from Spain, and then we hooked here to this project, and we met Will Harlan, Bill Tripp, and everybody from the Klamath group, and we got hooked to this area, and I have been coming to the TREX since then, and I really feel very, very attached to this culture, this piece of nature, and these people.
I'm so sad you don't call it a T-Rex, but so tell us what a TREX is, Jose.
A TREX is a training exchange, like you say. It's a time in a place, very particular time and very particular place where different fire professionals, fire students, and public in general, interested in nature and fire, we get together and then we try to exchange information, knowledge, and experience. So we all, at the end of the incident, at the end of the two-week period, or training, everybody goes home with a lot of lessons learned about fire, about culture, about ecosystems or plants and animals. And we try to implement those things that we learn in our own countries or our own forests.
So people are coming from a long way away, it sounds like, for this and just about any TREX.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first goal when I came here for the first time is train. I tried to take all what I could and bring it back to my country because you have such a great things here with the how do you organize fire, how do you take care of nature. And it's not that we don't take care of nature in Spain, but I try to learn as much as possible to take back home and try to apply in our agencies, in our professionals.
And how would you rank the differences between firefighting techniques, for example, in the United States versus what's available in Spain? I mean, are they pretty close to the same or very different?
Well, fire, like I said, and now that I'm working in Indonesia, fire is fire everywhere, and we all speak the same language. But the way we organize things are totally different. Yeah, here in the States, you have the incident command system that is very well organized way to fight fires, how you organize people, teams, and everything like that. And we don't have that, for example, in Spain. And also the approach, like I said, is basically the same, although coming to one of these training exchanges is going to change probably, or what I'm trying to do is when people come here is change the approach instead of suppression, change into more prevention and the use of fire as an element, as a tool of nature. And that's what we don't have yet in Spain. That's a big difference, too.
It is. Okay. Jose Luis Duce and Sophie Nooner are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, both attendees at the TREX, the training exchange going on in the Klamath River Valley in the Happy Camp area. Started October 3rd, is going to finish this week, October 15th. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Through the email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. Sophie, is there any attempt to intertwine what you're learning at the TREX with what you're doing in neuroscience research at Stanford Medical?
That's a really good question. So for neuroscience itself, I would say, I mean, the studies I was doing was basic science research focusing on human behavior. I would not necessarily draw a parallel. However, to health, absolutely. Jeff, I'm from an indigenous community. I'm native myself. And we as a people are really tied into the land and we're tied into the forest. The forest and the river are part of us. So we as a people are always only as healthy as the land that raises us. And that absolutely has to do with health around here. Not to mention that smoke and fire hazards are real health hazards also on the Klamath River, especially in these areas. And by preventing some of that, what we call bad fire with good fire, we are definitely implementing health measures also.
The idea that you and the land are intricately tied together, how difficult a concept is that to get across in a more paved over world, for example, in Stanford, California, where people think that the woods are a place you go camping and you dump refrigerators maybe.
That's a valid point, Jeff. But I think everybody who's had the opportunity to be in nature for a while will, to some degree, understand what I'm talking about. I mean, I think it's really about being outside and listening to your body's response and your mind's response. And I think most people who've been able to experience that at all know what I'm talking about. Just last month, I had a friend visit me from Baltimore, and he had never been outside. He'd never gone camping. He was kind of scared to be outside even. But the moment he saw this beautiful area we live in, he knew exactly what I'm talking about. So I think that it's really not that difficult to bring your point across to people who have experienced that.
So you knew the land really well, but how much did you know about firefighting or the use of prescribed fire before you got to this TREX?
Actually, nothing, which is in some ways really shameful because my people have been doing prescribed burns for thousands of years. So it's sort of pitiful in some way that this would be, I'm now 24, that at 24 this would be my first contact with prescribed burning.
Have there been some real mind-blowing moments for you over the course of the 2 weeks?
Absolutely. So I'm now a firefighter too, which sounds really cool. It is really cool. but this week has been full of epiphanies, really. So one thing I really want to bring across also to all you listeners is that I was really afraid of fire earlier. As a child, my grandparents' house burned down. Mm. Fire was always sort of attached to trauma, especially coming from an area like this one where fire is a real danger often. But over the past week, I've been able to observe fire. I've been taught so much, especially by wonderful firefighters such as Jose, and just by learning to understand fire and understand fire behavior, and also by seeing the land's response to the fire, by seeing how grateful the willows were to have fire beneath them, for example, has really changed my whole relationship to fire immensely, and that's been really a huge takeaway, going from being afraid of fire to sort of understanding it. And every time we understand things, we I think, become less afraid. So.
Wow, that's an amazing turnabout.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jose, tell us about the unique lessons that the particular area you're working in, the Klamath Country, offers, given its propensity to fires.
Well, first of all, like Sophie said, This is an area that basically, I wouldn't say danger, the danger of fire, but this is a land where that has been receiving fire every now and then, every 3 to 5 years. This area have fires all around, and I think that learning that has been also a great process, because it's not only that people are used to fire, nature, animals, plants, they are all used to fire there, and it is us as firefighters, suppression firefighters, who are not used to this presence of fire. And during this last, I would say, 60, 70 years, that we saw fire as a dangerous and bad consequence element, it's taking some time to turn into the benefits of using fire. That's one of the most important lessons that I'm taking. And the other thing is the human aspect of these treks, this training exchange, and the relationship between people from different places, different locations, different systems, how they gather together, they get together, they are able to work under the same goals with the same objectives. It's another great lesson that I'm taking from here. And also yesterday when we were coming back to the camp, I love sunsets. And it was a beautiful view, and then it's like you are doing a great job. It was a great day with great people, and going back to the camp, watching that incredible view of nature. I don't know how to explain, but it's every day is like that, or we try every day to finish like that. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's amazing. There are so many lessons. Like she said, every time you put fire on the ground, you have the chance to learn. And it's a process that takes time to digest. And when you go back home, is when you realize all those lessons that you learned.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you've had some great moments while you've been there, though. Yeah. We're talking about the Klamath River Prescribed Fire Training Exchange. Training Exchange is always abbreviated as TREKS, going on between October 3rd and 15th in the Klamath Valley. Cal Fire and the tribes and the Forest Service and Nature Conservancy all involved in this. And we're talking to Jose Luis Duce from Spain and Sophie Nooner, who's right from the Klamath country. Sophie, talk about, did you have to do some training just to be able to be eligible for this TREKS?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we went through quite extensive coursework, really. And then a lot of the learning really happens on the ground in the field, because I mean, you know as well as your listeners that often, you know, books can only convey so much. But yeah, there was about, I think, 40 hours of training we had to do before being able to participate in TREKS.
Okay, yep. And it's not just your brain. I mean, talk about the stuff that you have to do with your body just to be able to do this thing.
You know, I thought, you know, to be quite honest with you, at the beginning of TREKS, I as a woman was a little worried I wouldn't be strong enough to participate in TREKS. I thought that I would actually have physical difficulties keeping up. But, and this is something I really especially want to talk to young girls about, is that notion was not at all true. Actually the opposite of it. I feel very physically very well equipped to participate in TREKS. And that's really something I want to bring across to female listeners, especially, is we're somehow often led to believe by society and prejudice, and also by ourselves, that we maybe can't do certain things that involve brute physicality. But I have not come across a physical disadvantage at all. So yes, you have to be fit. Yes, it's extremely exhausting. Yes, you're going to be sweating a lot.
Uh-huh.
But it's really good physical exertion and really fun.
Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead, Jose.
Yeah, if you let me also add to this, so technically this is an official incident, and it is a registered incident according to the National Wildfire Coordinating Group, that is the agency or the group of agencies that manage fire in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a number that means that this is an official Type 3 incident. Incidents can include prescribed burns or controlled burns, wildfires. And so this is one of those incidents. There are five types, like I said, and this is type three. The most, the biggest ones are type one. And we organize following the incident command system, like I said, and every firefighter here needs to have qualification to be part of it. We follow all the protocols. We follow all the credentials. We establish the four sections that an incident like this needs to have, like finance, operations, logistics. So this is an official incident, like I said. And the great thing about this kind of exchanges is that you also have, as a professional firefighter, you can come here and you can have your training, and at the end of the training, you get your qualification, so you can improve, you can keep on growing and learning more, and you can keep on growing in your professional career as a firefighter.
So you mentioned that it's an incident, so there obviously has been some burning. I mean, how much stuff has been set on fire to make the point during the exchange?
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes it's not about how many acres we burned, but it's also because every track, like I said, is different and it has different goals. This one here in the Klamath has to do with culture. It has to do with private landowners, and how many people we touch with the tracks. So we have been burning around 250 acres. But again, the thing is not the number of acres, it's the number of people who is affected, well affected by the good fire effects.
All right. So, Sophie, did members of the tribes come out and give some briefings as well?
Absolutely. So the tribe is really heavily involved in this, which is very important because part of what we were doing is burning on sacred land, burning actually on dance grounds, burning on at places that have really high cultural significance for us. So it was really wonderful to have really strong guidance by the tribes and cultural guidance to perform these burns on our sacred land.
Sounds like a lot of work, but you make it sound like a lot of rewarding work as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would really recommend everybody to learn as much as they can about prescribed burns because this is not only important for our culture, but also our land and our safety and our forest.
Sophie Nooner has been attending TREX. She's a medical student at Stanford and a Karuk native, and spent all our summers in the middle of Klamath growing up. Jose Luis Duce is a 25-year veteran firefighter from Spain, now working in Indonesia. Thank you both for joining us today to talk about TREX.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Pleasure's mine. That'll do it for this hour of The Exchange. Stay tuned for more.